Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you by Jaro, judge the most comprehensive and innovative line of health supplements, and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Improve your digestive health naturally with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good Wednesday morning, folks, and hope you're not cooking up, you know, too much from this heat. You know, please do your very best to stay very hydrated and as cool as you possibly can. Protect your little boobies as well and your children. That's what you really need to be watching for. Don't leave kids in a hot car or animals in a hot car.
Yeah, well, you figured out your little boobies are your animals.
Yeah, those,
that's
the animals.
That's what we call our cats.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, you know, we've run into all sorts of groups with great information. There's one out there called democracyinaction.org that, you know, we want to draw your attention to. They keep bringing up all of those things that we need to do. And here's another one, folks, to protect and strengthen our public water, support a water protection and reinvestment trust fund. Our wastewater infrastructure in this country is in terrible shape and desperate need of repair. So if you go to democracyinaction.org, you can find out all about this one. You know, add it to your list. We got a long one.
And folks, here's an opportunity to actually sign a petition that goes directly to President Obama. As you all know, the Bush administration opened up America's Arctic, and big oil clamored to get there to start drilling. And they're behind in their drilling, actually, so there's a lot more drilling to do. Well, these bad policies, unfortunately, even though they were instituted by Bush's administration, are still in place. So we're going to go directly to Obama and ask him to please protect the lands and waters of America's Arctic. We're going to get this up on our call to action sheet, and we hope that you will all respond to that. We truly need to protect this area. It's the last refuge for caribou and all kinds of birds from all over the United States.
Yeah, we hope that you have been exercising your computer fingers and really keeping in touch and also dialing up your representatives on all of these issues. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, once a week we talk about living wisely, living well. All right, so everybody knows we're having a heat wave. So how about some simple cooling solutions for your home? We'll talk to Brian Welch, publisher of Mother Earth News or Mother's Suggestions. Then, is your child's imagination a good thing? Charlotte Resnick thinks so. She's a clinical psychologist at UCLA, and she's coming out with a new book on the subject of your child's imagination. We'll find out why, so stay tuned. Living Wisely, Living Well is brought to you each week by Ogden Publications, publishers of Mother Earth News, Natural Home, The Herb Companion, and also The Utney Reader. For more about these and Ogden's other fine publications, visit OgdenPubs.com. That's OgdenPubs.com. And I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We're reaching out locally, regionally, nationally, and globally. And we are changing the world one listener at a time from the inside out, and that listener is you.
Well, here it is very hot in the Northwest, and I couldn't think of a better time to hang out at a pub, although this is Ogden Pubs. I guess that's publications. Brian, welcome back.
Hey, yeah, glad to be here.
When he said that, Brian, I almost coughed up. I went, what? You never hang out at pubs. We're not pub people, but I get it.
I know. Well,
hanging out with this
pub. Every day I go to the pubs, right?
That's what
yeah,
I do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That? You're always at the pubs, but in this case it's magazines. So, Brian, you know, Mother Earth News is so good at giving us practical information, and this is a good time to learn about cooling.
Well, yeah. You know, I was going to ask, when you get this close to the all-time record, do you kind of root for the record a little bit? I mean, as long as it's going to be caught, why not get that extra degree and set the records just so that you can be there for this historic event, right?
Exactly.
No, thank you, Brian. Right.
Thank you. There's one way to frame it. So.
Yeah, I'm rooting for you guys.
That's a positive. That's a positive way to frame it.
And we're always making fun of you there on the plains, usually sweltering during the summer, but it's for you, it's been actually cool.
So. Well, yeah, normally this time of year, it's horrible here. I live in eastern Kansas, as you know, and out on the farm this time of the year, normally it's, you know, in the high 90s and 85% humidity, and often the wind is howling simultaneously to the blast furnace. Today, it's San Diego weather, 75, light, fluffy clouds in the sky, absolutely no wind, and it's just fantastic. So whatever's going on in the weather system of North America, I feel a little bit for y'all, but I'm enjoying my own situation so much that I can't really feel the sympathy that you'd like.
I know. You sound so Kansan when you say y'all and things like that. You know, it's like, wow, okay.
Brian, but there is no global warming or climate change going on, as we know, thank God.
Well, they don't have to worry about that anyway, right? You know, unfortunately, people tend to see the global warming thing in terms of whatever, you know, their personal perspiration rate and skin temperature at the moment when they're discussing it, as we all know. But if we just think about it is appropriate, I think, to trust our own skin temperature when we're in our own homes, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought it'd be fun to talk about some simple ways that people can make cooling their homes much less expensive and maybe do an efficient job of it without even having an air conditioner, without turning it on.
Yeah, I'm raising my hand because one thing that we did, we took your advice when at the beginning of last winter we super insulated our attic. It made it warmer, obviously, in the winter, but we really noticed the difference on how well we did before we had to fire up our air conditioner here during the summer.
Yes, isn't it amazing? I mean, people tend to think of insulation as keeping their houses warmer. But, of course, insulation helps keep them cooler as well, and that's the first place we always look when we're trying to make a house more efficient, is there adequate insulation in the – and both, you know, if you have an attic on top of the ceiling is the most appropriate place to insulate. But you can also make some headway by insulating the roof as well if you have that option, and that sort of creates an insulated dead air space between your ceiling and that hot outside air, or particularly the roof, you know, where the heat builds up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, the other thing I tell people is, you know, what happens in houses that makes them hotter than they need to be is hot air will pool at high points in various parts of the house. So the attic is the first place to look. If you have a closed attic and it's not vented, then by all means you've got to get a vent in it. And if it is vented but it doesn't have a fan in it, we recommend a solar-powered fan either on the roof or at the gable so that you can vent the air that overheats in the attic. Of course, the temperature in your house, hopefully the living space of your house is in has an insulated barrier between itself and a hot attic. But the heat of that attic, because it creates a temperature gradient, also eventually warms up the house itself. Mm-hmm. So if you can vent that hot air out, you're going to lower your costs, you're going to make your house cooler, and maybe eliminate the need for air conditioning.
If you don't have a fan built in, is that the kind of thing where if you have electricity up there, you ought to just stick one of those standing fans up in your attic on a really hot day?
Yes, it is. Anything you can do to get the hot air out of the attic. Any time that there's a spot in your house that's warmer than the outside air, you need to think about figuring out a way to exchange that hot inside air with some cool outside air. And that happens in the attic. If it's 102 degrees in Seattle today, in an unvented attic, the temperature will be 125 degrees.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
That's obviously something that we all want to avoid.
Right. What else
can we do? For
little
booby and all the rest.
I'm
going back for a minute there.
With the boobies?
Trying to protect our little boobies in the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
No
oh,
idea.
Oh.
Yeah,
I didn't
right.
say boobies.
Yeah,
I said boobies.
Yeah, boobies. I'm trying to pronounce it correctly.
Sorry about that.
It's quite all
I wonder
right.
if that's what our producer meant, because he said something in my ear like good recovery. Maybe he thought I said that. No, it was boobies.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
boobies.
Anyway,
B-U.
We know boobies. He had his finger sitting over the delay button. He was just trying to figure that out, you know.
The other thing I was going to mention about hot air pooling is if you have a high ceiling. You know, it's very fashionable these days to have high ceilings. It gives a room a nice airy feel. Unfortunately, it also creates a space up above our heads where hot air builds up in the room. Mm-hmm. So very often the air conditioning vents are either on the floor, mm-hmm. or if they are on the ceiling, they're having to contend with this barrier of hot air that's risen in the room, and the higher the ceiling, the more that's likely to happen. And in that case, we very much recommend a ceiling fan to move the air around and to equalize air temperature so we don't have these big temperature gradients in the rooms and these pools of hot air that make the whole house less efficient. And the other thing I was going to say about wiring, you know, you asked about whether your attic was wired for electricity. Remember that there are photovoltaic fans available now that are designed to be installed in your attic and don't require any wiring. The power source for the attic fan is on the fan itself, and it's a photovoltaic source. It's solar.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's it. I was just thinking for those people that already have the sealed system and were stuck on a day like today in Seattle, it's, mm-hmm. you know, you want to scramble to do anything you can. But, of course, from the point of view of saving energy. And also, you know, if you had what I woke up this morning, Brian, and I was thinking of an old article that I read in Mother Earth News about, you know, the solar panels for heating water. And I was going to say to you, boy, would we have hot water today. But you know what? That makes a ton of sense. A lot of people are still on electric heaters, you know, water heaters.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. The supplemental heat from solar. Also, you know, the solar hot water heater works 85% as efficiently on a sunny 50-degree day as it does on a sunny 90-degree day. Because of the way solar energy interacts with the glass and basically the greenhouse effect inside of the collectors, it's surprisingly effective, even if the outside air temperature is relatively low.
Yeah, you know, this is why we need to change consciousness, because we only think that solar works when the sun's out. I mean, you know, we're starting to get it, you know, but it actually does work pretty well here in the Northwest. Well, cooling other things other than putting a wet washcloth on your head?
Yeah, what else can we do?
Or put
our feet in a nice bucket?
Yeah.
Well, you know, having a nice cold drink makes a huge difference. I recommend that for everyone, of course. You know, just watch for hot spots in the house. A lot of people have a garage that either has a window or it's south-facing or whatever, and the garage really heats up. And they would save a ton of energy if they would open the garage door a foot and set a small fan in that foot just to circulate hot inside air and exchange it with cooler outside air on a hot day. So, you know, in a nutshell, go around the house, any place where it seems particularly warm, analyze the reasons why and see if you can get that hot air exchanged with cool air from somewhere else. Using a minimum of energy, and over the long, you know, you'll just make a big difference in your bills and in the temperature of your home and in your environmental footprint.
Now, Brian, even if it's only a degree or two cooler, it still makes a difference if the air you're exchanging is only a degree or two cooler.
If it's only a degree or two cooler, yeah. I might do it passively in some way, but I wouldn't turn on a switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Don't turn on
well,
an electric fan if you're not going to make that much difference.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. Okay.
So great advice from Mom, as we call Mother Earth News, and of course, Brian Welch, the publisher. And we want to remind you, folks, you can go to MotherEarthNews.com, subscribe to this one, mm-hmm. buy the CD of all the past, or DVD or whatever it is, Brian, of all the past issues. You know, that's one I actually just ordered. So
absolutely.
We're excited.
Well, thank you, Brian.
I'm going back to the pubs now.
Okay, you go to the pubs, and I'm glad you're staying cool, and we'll do our best to do so. Well, folks, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Charlotte Resnick. We have a great show planned, so stay tuned.
Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade.
Improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora-balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us because we're all different. It replenishes nourishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health. All natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Super Supplements, Whole Foods Markets, Marlene's, and other fine health food stores. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Ooh, I love to drill and fill.
Ow!
Does that hurt? I'm sorry. I mean, I just have to go deep, real deep sometimes.
Dr. Sidisco, your next patient is here.
Okay, Mrs. Jones, let's take a look. Oh, no. This is terrible.
Terrible? But I brush twice a day with Spry toothpaste and chew Spry gum. They contain all-natural xylitol with its proven dental health benefits.
You don't have any cavities. Absolutely no plaque, and your gums look fantastic. Is this some kind of a sick joke? How can I drill if your teeth are clean and healthy? What is it you said you've been using? Spry?
Yes, Spry toothpaste, oral rinse, and chewing gum.
Well, you might as well go home.
But my teeth...
are perfect. You happy?
Yes, actually, I am.
Hey, can we keep this Spry thing just between us? I'll give you a free bib.
No,
some x-rays?
I don't think so.
Latex gloves? Come on, I'll never drill again. Help me out here. Spry toothpaste and Spry sugar-free chewing gum are part of the Spry Dental Defense System. Products that are 100% sweetened with xylitol, taste good, and are good for your teeth. Find them at your local health foods retailer or visit SpryDental.com to find a retailer near you.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio for the progressive thinker.
In today's world, we are exposed to a significant amount of toxins every day. The body's natural detoxification functions have to work harder than ever before, especially the liver. The liver plays an important role in processing, breaking down, and facilitating the excretion of toxic substances from the body. If toxins overwhelm the liver, our overall state of health can suffer. Jaro Formula's Liver PF was designed to ease the burden of the liver. Liver PF is made of herbs and nutrients such as milk thistle extract, picromax, alpha lipoic acid, and artichoke extract, which clears toxins from the liver. Liver PF also contains vitamins that are essential for liver detoxification. Jaro Formula's Liver PF makes an excellent addition to your program to lessen the negative impact of living in a toxic environment. Don't settle for just any detox supplement. Ask for Jaro Formula's Liver PF at Super Supplements or your favorite vitamin retailer. Or go to Jaro.com, that's J-A-R-R-O-W.com, for the best in liver detoxification supplements.
At Aesthetic Dentistry of Bellevue, prevention is the key. Preventing the need for dental treatment is better than any cure. Preventing dental decay and gum disease, and preventing headaches, migraines, chipped and worn teeth is healthier and less expensive than treatments. At Aesthetic Dentistry of Bellevue, we're all about prevention and all about smiles. Your smile is the window to your health. Your smile can brighten someone's day and help others see the person you really are. A healthy, bright smile communicates a healthy, happy you. For all your dental needs, from the latest in preventive dentistry to the most complex smile makeovers with the finest biocompatible materials, go to smilesofbellevue.com. That's smilesofbellevue.com or call 425-455-2424. Aesthetic Dentistry of Bellevue, for the best dental care in the Pacific Northwest.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
But it was just my imagination running away with me.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. Yes, we're changing the world one listener at a time. And that's from the inside out. And how appropriate, imagination, Benny. I know he knew I was going to say that. Mm-hmm. But and it's appropriate because of our next guest. And that is Charlotte Resnick, Dr. Charlotte Resnick. As we said, she's a clinical psychologist, actually a professor of clinical psychology at UCLA. And she has a wonderful book that's just coming out. And it's something that we believe in very strongly. It's called The Power of Your Child's Imagination: How to Transform Stress and Anxiety into Joy and Success. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And Dr. Resnick, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, I think the first question that we always want to ask our authors is, what inspired you to write this book?
What inspired me was desperation. I was a psychologist in in the inner city in Los Angeles in the school system, and the kids were a mess. And there were maybe 1,200 kids, 800 were just in very bad shape, and traditional counseling methods just weren't working with these kids. I had to find a way to reach their, to touch their hearts and reach their souls. And I personally went through an experience at a conference where some people who had been doing research using guided imagery with kids in schools led us through a wonderful imagination experience, and it touched me. I saw there's something here. And so I started studying and learning, and it fit perfectly into my own art therapy background. So I started working with the kids in the school, and it made such a difference.
You know, it sounds very Jungian, you know, that, that I'll bet that was an influence when you were in school, et cetera, you know, as it was for so many of us. But what have you found? I mean, you are a obviously a clinical psychologist, but as a professor, you've got to deal with a lot of research, I'm sure. Has there been a lot of research in this field?
I have to just correct a little bit. My training is as an educational psychologist. So I have a lot of training with development with children. And at UCLA, I'm what's called an associate clinical professor, which means they bring in people from the field to help train the graduate students. So most of the time I'm out in the field, and then I come in and I help them with the graduate students. So it's just slightly different. It's different for people who are on the outside. It all sounds the same.
But right.
On the inside.
Well, that's academia for you. You know?
Right.
Well, so in other words, the graduate students associate with you, which makes you an associate professor. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go. Okay.
And there is a lot of research on the power of children's imagination in using different kinds of relaxation, imagery, self-hypnosis techniques. And it's across the span. Think about for adults, started with adults in health with Carl Symington years ago. Bernie Siegel also is very well known in this area. And then it certainly in sports. Every sports team has their own personal sports psychologist to help them with visualization and how powerful that could be in shifting the game.
Well, I know that you developed 9 tools, 9 imagery tools. What are those tools, and how did you develop those?
Desperation, no. It's true.
Maybe. Could have been, huh?
What I did was gather what's out there and then use my own creative imagination and pull some things in. The first tool, which is the foundation tool, is what I call the balloon breath. Because it's a nice, catchy idea of the idea of breathing in like a balloon is in your belly. When you breathe in about 2 inches below your belly button, the balloon fills up. And then when you breathe out slowly, it dissipates. The idea is it's the same kind of breath that is used in meditation and used in many forms of yoga. And the idea is it calms and centers the child. So that way, children and their parents, be calm and go inside and pay attention to the wisdom that's inside. The idea that all children have most of the answers they need to help themselves in life. So the first tool is breathing.
And I would imagine that you've got to find that the challenge being in the field, as it were, is that you've got to find imagery that works with certain groups. We can't just throw adult concepts at kids and have them understand. So I'll bet that's actually a lot of fun. I like that idea of the balloon in the belly, you know, or you know, you just swallowed a watermelon kind of thing.
Right, right.
Yeah. So
you could even have a little one. You know, depending on the age of the child, you, of course, change the language. So with teenagers, I might not use the term balloon breath. Or with the littlest ones, you might have them lie down and put a little stuffed toy on their belly so then they could actually feel and see the little toy going up and down as they're breathing. And think about it. 2 inches below your belly button is the center of your body. And so that really centers you. And kids tell me what their own language is. When you said you have to use terms that kids relate to, the same idea comes across when I'm trying to hook them into the whole concept of using their imagination.
Mm-hmm. You know, isn't it interesting? You use the word imagination, Dr. Resnick, but is it interchangeable with intuitive?
It's along intuition? Those same. Yeah, when they center and they go inside, they're learning to develop their intuition.
Yes.
And that's what I'm trying to teach them. One of the tools is checking in with your heart and gut feeling. Mm-hmm. And the idea is really centering, checking in. What does your heart tell you? Mm-hmm. What's your heart's message today? What do your gut feelings tell you? And just kind of, those are traditional things we always use, but to actually turn it into a tool to use is a slightly different form, a different concept.
I'm blown away by this. I really love what you're doing so much. I wish I would have had this available to me as a child, because I think it is so valuable for all of us to be in touch at that level of awareness in helping our lives, in solving problems, in so many different ways.
Yeah, we've actually had to relearn so many of the things that you are, or we had to, I think it's, I would consider it relearning to some extent. One of your imaginary tools is talking to your toes and other body parts. but that, you know, that sounds really funny, but Brenda and I, and we did this separately because we didn't know each other, in our recovery from cancer, we learned to, you know, seriously listen to what our body was telling us. Mm-hmm. Instead of taking symptoms as something that we had to quash, we took them as messengers. And I can see this idea of training a kid to start talking to their body parts and having discussions, because body parts, or our bodies, you know, hold so much information for us.
Absolutely. And I want to touch upon what you said earlier about wishing you had as a child, because one mom was reading an earlier copy of the book, and she just cried. She said, I had tears down my eyes. I could hardly read it because I wished I had this when I was a child. Mm-hmm. So that really touched me. I'm so happy. I hope it helped so many people. And getting back to talking to toes, which, of course, I use because it sounds kind of cute, but I'm very, very serious about this. When kids get in touch with how do they feel? Where do they keep their sadness? Mm-hmm. I kind of have them, okay, what color is it? What shape is it? Does it have a face? Where do they keep their anger? Where do they keep their love and happiness? I have a little child that has cancer, speaking of recovering from cancer. Mm-hmm. And he kept his fear in his belly, which is very typical, but his happiness turned out to be a snake in his legs that was a protector for him and would come up through his body and kill all the bad cancer cells.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. And what a beautiful way to teach children and help them to heal as well. Very exciting stuff. Well, you had one other tip that caught my attention too, and that was, encounter a personal wizard.
Yes.
I love that.
Because first kids find animal friends that are, of course, symbolic, as you mentioned before, in Jungian terms, to help them. Mm-hmm. But then, when maybe their animal friend's on vacation or not around or not helping them, then we bring in some more magic. Mm-hmm. And that's where the wizard comes in also. The wizard is slightly different from the animal friend, because the animal friend is a wise, you know, and loving animal that has your best interest at heart. But the wizard is sort of like the biggest master teacher of them all in human form.
And that's very appropriate, to have the wizard to be the master and to have children understand that they have, you could almost say, we all have wizards as guides, if you want to say that.
Yeah, the other thing is that you get it that, why the popularity. I think children yearn for this because it's actually natural, you know, to
and it's missing from our lives today.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that inner guidance is really natural to us. You know, as adults that weren't brought up this way, if you weren't involved in fantasy or you didn't have animals and that kind of thing, so many of us have to, you know, we've come back and have to learn this anew. And it's,
yes.
you know, to me, it's always amazing because I actually had, I grew up with a lot of imagination and surrounded by a lot of that. And Brenda and I compare notes on our childhoods often, and she was the opposite, and so we see how that's affected us. Well, folks, we're here with Charlotte Resnick. She is a clinical psychologist. She's written a wonderful book that's coming out shortly, The Power of Your Child's Imagination, How to Transform Stress and Anxiety into Joy and Success. We'll continue with her when we come back.
While you may reach for vitamin C during allergy and cold season when you feel your immune system can use a boost, what you may not realize are the year-round benefits vitamin C provides. Research on vitamin C indicates that it may be beneficial to you in many ways, including helping to shorten the duration of a cold. Vitamin C also may help in reducing muscle soreness from exercise, and further research is being conducted on its role in preventing chronic disease. This incredible antioxidant enhances iron absorption and is necessary for the synthesis of collagen, a protein responsible for the formation of skin, hair, nails, connective tissue, ligaments, and bones. A vitamin C supplement might be an easy way to help add to the vitamin C intake you would normally achieve from a healthy diet. You can learn more about vitamin C by logging on to supplementinfo.org. That's supplementinfo.org. This message is brought to you by Conscious Talk Radio and the Dietary Supplement Information Bureau, your partners in scientific-based supplement information.
Summer's finally here, the season you want to look your best. Feel your best, too, with Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health. Taken once a day, patented Ester C provides 24-hour immune support by increasing vitamin C levels in the body. Ester C gets into white blood cells quickly and stays there for up to 24 hours. And Ester C is buffered and non-acidic, so it's gentle on the digestive system. Ester C has your immune health covered. It supports circulation, is beneficial to joints and connective tissues, helps reduce the premature aging of cells, and forms the basis for healthy hair, skin, and nails. Helping to neutralize free radicals, it also aids in nutritional absorption and works with other antioxidants to promote cognitive health. Make this season and every season an Ester C season. Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health. Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio to live by.
Hi, I'm Mike Farrell. We hear a lot about youth violence today, what's causing it, how to stop it. We now know that people who do violence to others often begin by abusing animals. Animal cruelty is serious business with serious consequences for all of us. If you see an adult or a child hurting an animal, please report it to the proper authorities immediately. A child who abuses an animal is often himself abused, and the cycle must stop. For more information, contact People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
757-622-PETA.
Hi, I'm Edie Falco with PETA. Have you ever witnessed animal abuse? Research shows that people who commit acts of cruelty towards animals don't stop with animals. Many of them turn their violence against humans. If you know of someone who's harmed an animal, report it to animal control or the police right away. The animals and the people in your community are depending on you.
For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Ooh, I love to drill and fill.
Ow!
Does that hurt? I'm sorry. I mean, I just have to go deep, real deep sometimes.
Dr. Sidisco, your next patient is here.
Okay, Mrs. Jones, let's take a look. Oh, no. This is terrible.
Terrible? But I brush twice a day with Spry toothpaste and chew Spry gum. They contain all-natural xylitol with its proven dental health benefits.
You don't have any cavities. Absolutely no plaque, and your gums look fantastic. Is this some kind of a sick joke? How can I drill if your teeth are clean and healthy? What is it you said you've been using? Spry?
Yes, Spry, toothpaste, oral rinse, and chewing gum.
Well, you might as well go home.
But my teeth...
are perfect. You happy?
Yes, actually, I am.
Hey, can we keep this Spry thing just between us? I'll give you a free bib.
No,
some x-rays?
I don't think so.
Latex gloves? Come on, I'll never drill again. Help me out here. Spry toothpaste and Spry sugar-free chewing gum are part of the Spry Dental Defense System. Products that are 100% sweetened with xylitol, taste good, and are good for your teeth. Find them at your local health foods retailer or visit SpryDental.com to find a retailer near you.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for being with us here today on Conscious Talk Radio. That makes a difference. We're here today, folks, with Dr. Charlotte Resnick, and we're talking about such an important subject, and that is our child's imagination and helping them to cope in the world and giving them skills that will help them in their lives. But first, I just want to remind you that our website is conscioustalk.net. You can hear this show and all of our shows in our archive section for up to a couple of years, as a matter of fact. That is a free service for you. We also podcast. That is a free service. And we stream live. And if you have any questions or comments or just want to get to know us a little better, you can email us at info@conscioustalk.net. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And we do read all the emails and we respond to as many as we can. Well, Doctor, you are, as a child educational psychologist, which is what you see the gamut of problems with children. But, you know, let's talk about some of those things that imagination can help, deal with. I mean, what kind of problems are you seeing in kids that you found some solutions to?
I'm seeing a lot of stress-related problems. There's so much happening in the world today. Kids are definitely stressed. They're overscheduled. There's so much they need to learn in the schools that is stressing them out. There's a lot more information out there that they're supposed to be taking in. So I'll see the gamut from stress-related headaches and stomach aches to trouble sleeping, problems when their parents divorce. A lot of anger issues come up, a lot of anxiety. And I found that all of these can really be helped by the resources inside the kids using their imagination. For example, one boy was having trouble sleeping. He was worried someone was going to break into his home. And it didn't matter that there was an alarm clock. It didn't matter that there was an alarm on the house. So through his imagination, he created a huge white dragon, magical dragon that protected his bed and kept him safe, and a tiger that stayed at his door. And even though he knew this was from his imagination and not a physical dragon, he felt much safer. And then he wasn't waking his parents up at night. And he even would talk about the magical realm and the real world realm. And he was able to combine them.
You know, it's so interesting, Dr. Resnick, that we can't, that a lot of parents don't trust their children to know the difference. You know, that's why they don't, you know, there's, you know, with the Harry Potter books, there's been a lot of resistance in a lot of more Christian fundamental communities about, you know, dabbling in magic, and there's something evil about that. And yet it is so natural, as Rob had said in our last segment, so natural to our being. Do you have any parents that object to what you're doing?
Well, the parents that would object wouldn't come to me because that's what I'm known for. But certainly when I was in the school system and dealing with larger groups of kids, that might come up. And what I explain to people is that we all imagine all the time because we're all thinking. And when we're thinking, we create pictures in our mind all the time. So isn't it more helpful to have positive pictures in your mind that could be helpful to you than negative pictures? In fact, when kids have a lot of anxiety, sometimes I'll use the images they're comfortable with, like computers. Okay, they're in a computer screen. What do you want to do? Do you want to delete it? Do you want to change the channel as if it was on a TV? Those are very basic skills that they could use with their imagination.
And, you know, we have been dealing with some people that are, you know, whose main focus is physical healing. And not that we don't separate those things out. You know, it's a spirit, mind, body connection that we deal with. But they have been using that technique of, like, deleting things, you know, that and it works just great. And I wanted to just sort of tie things together. Our listeners have heard so many, you know, different folks, but one of the things that really caught my attention with what you're doing with children and imagination is that, you know, this really emotions store in the body, and as we know later, you know, can cause physical effects.
Yes.
And the imagination is how you get to those. I mean, if you don't have an active imagination, it's hard for you to use those kinds of techniques for healing.
And sometimes the kids don't really have to make the connection mm-hmm. of the physical and the emotional. Just going through the imagination process helps. There was one little girl who had terrible stomach aches, and her parents were fighting and about to divorce, and she was picking up that feeling. So with the stomach aches, what we did is we went inside, and we asked, well, what color could help your tummy ache? And what she imagined was a swirling rainbow. And so that the rainbow has all these beautiful colors in it, and she breathed in the rainbow, and that settled her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just practiced that throughout the week to help settle her stomach. She didn't have to know in that moment, because she was a young child, 7 or 9, I'm not sure, that she was getting stomach aches because her parents were getting divorced.
Right. Well, we're here with Dr. Charlotte Resnick, and we're talking about her upcoming book, and it's called The Power of Your Child's Imagination, How to Transform Stress and Anxiety into Joy and Success. There's a lot more to come. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. The sun is going down. I can see the dawn forming. The water's rolling in.
Are you concerned that your old silicone supplement makes people want to offer you a breath mint? New mild-tasting, odor-free Jarosil allows you to get the benefits of silicone without the unpleasant taste or breath caused by choline. Silicone is an important element in the maintenance and repair of your body, but as we grow older, we can have difficulty absorbing adequate silicone from our diet. Jarosil gives you the silicone you need to support bone health and mineral density, as well as joint strength. Jarosil also strengthens and beautifies your hair, skin, and nails. Jarosil even supports the strength and elasticity of arteries. Jarosil is available in mild-tasting formula that also includes boron and zinc. In only a month, you will start to notice the difference. Ask for Jarosil at your local health food store. Or for more information, visit jarrow.com. That's JARROW.com. The most experienced marketer of biologically active silicone.
You're listening to Conscious Talk Radio, your roadmap to health and well-being.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It is made from selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Super Supplements, Whole Foods Markets, Marlene's, and other fine health food stores. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. We're changing the world one listener at a time. And if you haven't figured this out, we're going to clue you in, that listener is you. Yeah, we're all together in this, folks. And, you know, we put out on our website a lot of information. There's call to action so you can get involved. But also, every show we do, it's there free for you in our archive section. And also podcasting. It's free because you're supporting our sponsors. We are a commercial show, and we take great pride in bringing you those sponsors that really bring you products and do good business with you. You know, we want to do business with people that do good business. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and joining us, Dr. Charlotte Resnick. She's written a book called The Power of Your Child's Imagination, How to Transform Stress and Anxiety into Joy and Success. And Dr. Resnick, we were talking during the break, and you have a method for helping children when they're angry to move through this in a positive way. How do you do that?
I'm glad you asked. Because that's one of the tools when we were talking about talking to body parts, talking to toes and other body parts. It's having the kids really get a sense of where they keep these big emotions. And so I'm thinking of one boy who was very angry, a bully at school, et cetera, et cetera. And he kept his anger in his stomach, and it was very red. And when I asked him where he keeps his calm feelings, because that's where he goes when he does his balloon breath, they were in his chest, and they were blue. And what happened when he breathed in the color of calmness? So that's another tool, color for healing. And what happened was when he breathed in the calmness and filled his body up with it, it kind of washed over the anger and covered up over the anger. So then I suggested, what happens when you breathe in love, and where's that? And his love was white. A typical color more for boys. Girls often will tell me it's pink. And when he breathed in the love, it was a totally different picture. Because what happened, he told me, is that when he breathed in love, it just sort of exploded the anger. The anger dissipated and was totally gone, showing us how powerful love could be.
Wow, that's a great example. Must be fun working with these children and hearing the, you know, what their imagination has in store for them. It has to be so rewarding. Well, I know that that sometimes kids get stuck and they just can't figure things out. So what do you do to help them with that?
We use their tools to get a helper. So once they calm themselves with the balloon breath, and maybe they go to their special place, which is the second tool, a special place that's safe and where they feel good and where they love being, that's where they do their inner work. We call in one of their helpers because pretty soon they have a repertoire. They might have many different animal friends. They might have one general wizard or several, like subject wizards, like a spelling wizard or a math wizard. And then we just say, okay, call in. Who comes to help you with this problem? Like one little girl was having trouble with her baby brothers, jealousy, all that kind of emotion was coming up. And we tried sending love from her heart to her, where her bad feelings about her brothers were, which were in her feet, in her toes. And there was a gate that closed off the love. So then we called in a helper, and one of her wise people said, oh, you want more time with your mom. And so we asked, how can we get more time with your mom? And the helper said, which was, of course, her inside voice, said, well, you could be with her when she's changing the babies. You could help. Even though she's also with the younger babies, she could be with you too. And that satisfied her, opened the gate to let her send the love to the bad feelings.
Yeah, that's great. So often when children have imaginary friends and things, parents think that that's weird and they try to stop them from doing that. But wouldn't you really want to encourage that kind of behavior?
Absolutely. That's where all our creativity comes from. How did we get to the moon? How did Einstein develop his theories?
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
Well, you know, Bernie Siegel, Dr. Bernie Siegel, he actually used to do a segment with us on the show. He did that for a number of years. But he has always been a big advocate of art therapy.
Yes.
Now, is that something that you use with kids?
Absolutely, because it's art, drawing, painting is a wonderful way to express what you don't have words for sometimes. It's a way for the kids to show me what they're feeling. Because if we're doing an imagery or an imagination program where we're going back and forth, I might not always know what's going on in their mind. So one, it helps put their feelings and ideas on paper. And it actually, when you put it on paper, sometimes it's easier to deal with because it's not so scary. So if there's a monster that's been bothering them in their dreams, we could then externalize that fear, put it on the outside, and then talk to the fear. What do you want to say to that monster that's scaring you at night? I want to say, go away. And then we'll create a new dream where they're more in control.
Mm-hmm. I love what you're doing. I just love it. I can't tell you enough how I think this should be in every single school in the nation. This is how we should be teaching our children. You know, math and all the skills that we teach in school is great. But I'll tell you what, Dr. Resnick, and I know you know this already, 90% of what I learned in school, I don't use in life.
Right.
But nobody taught me how to deal with my fears in life. Mm. Nobody showed me that my imagination was real to me and could be useful to me. You know, nobody showed me those things as a child. And I struggled for many, many years as I went out on my own because I didn't have the real skills I needed to live.
Sure.
And I think that this is so appropriate and the timing on it is perfect. And we've been talking about, you know, mostly what the kids are doing. But kids need things from their parents. And you have a top 10 list. And we've got a lot of parents listening to the show. So why don't you go through quickly that top 10 list of what you've compiled the kids need from their parents?
Oh, okay. First,
I've got it here.
I can. Yeah, I know.
She doesn't have it in front of her. Oh, no.
You're shuffling papers.
No,
it's
okay,
nothing.
I'm shuffling papers here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to put the top.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to spring that on you.
You
don't have all that in your head? Come on.
I do. I just have to do my balloon breath and let it just fill out. So the first one is patience, right?
Yeah.
Because kids need a lot of patience. There's a lot of mistakes made. Everyone's learning. Parents are learning. Also, to be patient with yourself as a parent.
Mm.
Nobody is perfect. You're doing the best you can right now.
Mm-hmm.
Learn from your mistakes. Apologize to your kids when you make them. You'll be a really good role model because they'll see it's okay to make mistakes, and it's okay to repair them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand. Understanding is another one. And understand what your kids are going through. Sometimes kids complain to me, especially teenagers, their parents do not understand them at all. They've never been a kid. Remember what it's like when you were young. Think about it. Think about the things you did that were really crazy.
Mm.
Listening. Listen to your child. A lot of times kids tell me their parents don't listen to them. And parents might interpret that as they're not doing what the child is asking. But you don't have to do what they're asking. You just have to listen and repeat back to them in their words or your words so they understand. They know that you're really hearing them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important because a lot of healing takes place in just your listening and understanding how they're feeling. You might not be able to change anything, but you can understand. And then use, if you can, as much as you can, soft voices. Mm-hmm. Kids are so freaked out when their parents yell at them, and they also don't hear you. Because all they hear is the yelling, and they don't hear the important words that you're trying to say in between. Also, they need a lot of structure.
Mm-hmm.
I think structure and consistency. I mean, say what you mean and follow through with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, also freedom. Kids always want freedom, but connecting that up to responsibility is a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Especially as they look, from the first moment they cut the umbilical cord, separation begins. So the idea is your kids do need to separate, but you want to show them and make sure they have the responsibility to do that. You know, a simple one, you want to go outside to play, great, but be home in time for dinner, I'll let you do that. You give your teenager the keys to the car, great, but you have to be home at a certain time, or you have to call me and let me know where you are. And once, if they're able to do it, fine. If they don't, they're not earning the privilege of all the freedom that you're giving them.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Resnick, we've run out of time, and folks, we just want to let you know this book is going to be available is it on August 4th or after August 4th?
On August 4th.
On August 4th.
Right now.
And it's The Power of Your Child's Imagination, How to Transform Stress and Anxiety into Joy and Success. And thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for the work that you're doing with the children.
It's been a pleasure. my honor. Thank you.
Well, I just want to mention the website is imageryforkids.com.
Yes, imageryforkids.com. Well, that wraps it up for us here this hour on Conscious Talk, folks. But before you run off, I'd like to leave you with this. There is no such thing as a problem without a gift for you in its hands. You seek problems because you need their gifts. That is a quote by Richard Bach. Have a beautiful day. Try to stay cool. And we'll see you next time on Conscious Talk.
Do you want to improve your life in some way? Most of us do, but it can be challenging to find the right person or business to support us in our journey. Imagine being able to be in your home or at your office while seeing and hearing a naturopath, counselor, healer, or astrologer even before you meet them. Would this help you decide which person could best meet your needs? Thanks to New Spirit Journal, now you can do exactly that. Visit VideoVillageOnline.com, where businesses and practitioners have placed their videos with direct links to their websites. Only New Spirit Journal offers this unique way to find the person or business you're looking for. Go to VideoVillageOnline.com and meet some wonderful people who are waiting to meet you. The New Spirit Journal, helping you create abundance in your relationships, finances, health, career, and spiritual life. Pick one up today.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio for the truth seekers.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.